Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Sans Pants Radio. Coasters fit in toasters.
Hey everyone, our sister show, Plumbing the Death Star, is doing another UK tour. We're doing Edinburgh Fringe, London Podcast Festival, some late night shows at the Soho, and a bunch of cities in between. So, if you want to catch us live, even if it's just a demand we do D&D and bring Cass next time, you can grab tickets at sanspantsradio.com/live. But be quick, as a lot of shows are close to selling out.
Welcome to episode 6 of Trouble in Orwa, a D&D is for Nerds 5th Ed adventure. Beviously.
Did you see if the Drugar are still inside? They didn't much like us.
I don't know, to be honest.
That's
very unhelpful.
And the Drugar is dead.
Yeah!
Woohoo!
Yes, you can hear yelling and commotion from inside.
Is his body a metaphor?
His body is a mess. I'll tell you what.
Ah, yes! Please, step in far.
Shut the door behind you. We've been
in
pursued on
foot.
In
trouble again now.
Oh, you know me, Hans.
To analyze the skull, we'll take a rest.
The skull!
The skull!
We say in unison. 3, 2, 1.
The skull!
I feel like we just pressed H for hint.
Yeah.
What about, like, you heard any rumblings about comets that have been flying overhead recently?
There was one a month ago.
Oh, yeah?
I would ask, well, maybe at the Scriptorium.
Every drink in this establishment is somehow themed with honey.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
As are most of the meals.
That's less nice.
Me too. Wait, I love
honey braised ham?
Come on.
I got one of these.
Well, in that case, I'm going to use one of my bad boy cards. The maitre d' looks between you two and can see that you're not just twitching in the face, your entire body is twitching. The maitre d', you see, reaches for something underneath the table.
It's a fight gonna break out again.
What do you want to do? You have a round before
response. Okay, I jump out the window and escape.
You run out as the guard starts walking in.
Mm-hmm.
The guard is shocked by you but doesn't do anything. You can hear, as you're leaving, the maitre d' cry out, "Get him!"
I'd like to be like, who was that guy?
How much of... We don't know what's happening, really, do we?
No, you're very aware of what's happened.
All right.
Oh, so we know...
You, like, it's, maybe when the waiter starts undressing, you're like, what the fuck happened? What the fuck is happening? But when the other waiter comes out, you're like, I can put two and two together.
Okay.
He's being flam jammed.
You can probably quite easily duck in somewhere and transform back.
That's my plan. I just want to casually kind of sidle up to where I was and pretend like none of this ever happened.
Bad news, it didn't work. Good news, the guard leaves, obviously, to start searching the local area for you. So there's no guard immediately nearby anymore.
Whew. But he would know it's me.
No,
he won't know. He's searching for the waiter.
Yeah, great.
Who is here, but they know it's not that waiter.
While this is happening, is it very obvious when I do my ray of sickness where it's if I
it's
try?
It's very obvious. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Look, Adam, am sorry that this waiter was rude to you.
No,
but if we can, as a group, move past that, I assure you will never
waiter.
Need to interact with him again.
Not the waiter.
No, I just want my fucking nemesis.
Look, We'll come back to it. We'll revisit it. We'll close this arc. Okay, I guarantee it.
If someone else is like sitting alone at a table or whatever, and you do Ray of Sickness from behind them, is there a way to sneakily do it and pretend it's just normal chatter?
Unfortunately, no.
Too much.
This place is actually a lot quieter and calmer than a regular tavern.
I just sidled up next to the speaker.
Oh, by the way, you bought him that drink?
Yeah.
That feels like years ago.
But the waiter hasn't come back with it yet.
Yeah. Well, there was a bit of an incident. I don't know if you were aware.
I'd like to sidle up to the speaker and be like, we bought you a drink, but something happened.
The waiter arrives with the drink.
Oh, no, here it is.
He starts serving each of you. The speaker... Cool. The speaker says and does nothing, but you see he's gripping the table with white knuckles.
We're not here to damage your head again. Don't panic. We just would like to know... Oh, crap.
As the waiter who served you walks away, you, all three of you, can see that he looks quite perturbed at the whole situation. He's a bit flustered and panicked that a person that looked like him was in here.
We just have some questions about potential, I look around, cult activity in the area.
Hmm?
Yes. The cult of Hask, as it's known.
Yes.
You know of this cult of Hask?
Yes. It's related, perhaps, to the comet that passed through. Hask's Comet, it's called.
That's what we hear.
That's the name of the comet. Some people believe, erroneously... But some people believe that if you pray and say the right incantations and perform the right rituals, one can summon Hask from his comet.
If you were trying to do that, what would be the best place in Aura?
There's no particularly good place. Maybe a quiet place.
Good film.
Yeah. Fine film.
Yeah, it's okay.
We saw it at the drive-in, yeah, which is not the right place to...
That is a noisy place.
Yeah, it was not perfect. I was in the back seat, and if I sat up, I just couldn't see the screen. It was bad.
No, it was very bad.
Yeah.
Am I able to walk up threateningly behind the speaker and just, like, put one arm on his shoulder and then the other one just on the metal plate?
Thud.
Honesty is a virtue.
I've literally never lied to you.
That's so true. We're like the worst group of people. It's good.
I've just never lied to you.
Sure.
Why would I start now?
Where am I?
You're sitting with them.
Oh, hey, what's up?
I assume you've made it back, but okay, I never actually said that. Sorry, you're right.
I just do a sneaky check to kind of like look at his hands to see if there isn't if there are any tattoos, suspicious tattoos on his.
There's no tattoos on his hand. Okay. No.
So where, if we were to, because we believe this might be the solution to solving your little crime.
Uh-huh.
Where would we?
Ah, good. The investigations are nearly done. Then
they're close to. So, what do you think would be the best place for us to investigate if we wanted to find out about the cult of Hask?
Look. There is part of the ritual requires the sacrifice of a goat. There is a goat herder. Near town?
I see.
If you spoke with him, to ask him if he'd sold any goats recently, or if some have been stolen.
That's as good lead as any.
Are you happy to be our contact throughout this investigation?
No.
Can I just tap on the metal plate? Pod?
Scratch on it with your nails?
This is very confusing because you told me not to lie. This is mixed messages.
Are you going?
Do you want me to say yes? It's a lie, but I'll do it if you stop.
Yes, please.
Yes.
All right, that's good. We get a contact. You come with us then.
Oh, that's a bigger commitment than I was expecting.
Death is a bigger one. Off you come.
Okay.
Let's kidnap the speaker.
Hang on. Yeah. Finish your drink. We paid good money for that.
You all finish your drinks. They're delicious.
Oh, that's good.
Can we have a bit of a bond over that?
Yeah.
This is really... It's you picked a nice place.
Mm. Very, very honey.
It's good. Honey
it's sweet. Nice. Sweeter than we deserve. Sweeter than you deserve. This place is
full of good memories to me. I come here when I'm particularly stressed by events.
Well, maybe when you die and your skull turns to obsidian, we'll see one of those memories.
Turns to obsidian!
Get on the rhino.
So are we leaving? Okay. On the way out, just because I'm like a mad thief, if I can, I sort of just kind of see if there's maybe like a staff ledger lying around.
There's one behind the maitre d's table.
Okay, I just quickly
highs or lows.
We're gonna go lows.
Lows. The maitre d's off somewhere else. He's not at the table.
Okay, great. I furiously look to find the address of that waiter.
You flip through. There's maybe six waiters work here. You probably... Oh, no, he would have been wearing a name tag. Yeah, you can get his address.
Mm-hmm. And what is it? Is it 123 Fake Street?
It's somewhere in town. It's a nicer area.
Mm-hmm. No, I need Adam, I need the exact address to write it down in my notes.
Well...
It's 16 Muggins Street.
16 Muggins? Did he see the ledger before?
116 Downey Avenue.
Like the fur of a duck.
Yes.
Okay, I spit on that and then I put the ledger back down.
Baby chicken?
No birds have fur.
Oh. no, yes. What also, have I done?
Down is more commonly from a goose, but yeah. My main concern was fur on a bird.
That's my problem. I gotta overcome it.
Can I? I just want it to be known I grip. I grip the speaker's wrist.
Yeah, good.
The whole time.
All right. As you're walking out, the town guard is walking back from his search. You see, but you don't have time to react properly. With a snapping noise, a green, awful-looking slug is sitting on the guard's shoulder. The slug jumps into the man's ear. His eyes roll into the back of his head. He jerks and levels his weapon at you.
If we kill this guard, we'll have all the guards on us.
Yeah.
Fog cloud!
hang on, we're going to initiative.
Let's just hope I'm first. Or not.
Well, perhaps we could try and remove this... Like, take off his head, take out the slug.
Interrogate the slug.
Interrogate the slug.
No!
Like, torturing little slug.
Get like a little tweezers with a grain of salt, put it close to his face and pull it away.
Please, no. I'm so delicate.
You don't think a slug's as delicate, but they really are.
Trisco, you go first.
Oh, right.
I'll pin you in the sun for that.
I don't know what to do. Because, I don't want to really draw attention to ourselves. I just want to, like, escape.
We're so close to the scriptorium.
You're on the rhino. Just smack it on the bum. See if it takes us away.
I just want to use my bag of 1,000 ball bearings, but I know we never will.
Chuck them at him.
Drop them near him?
Yeah.
Accidentally?
That actually might work.
Well, guys, I'm going to use my loft of string. I just get out my bag of 1,000 balls and shout balls and throw it kind of at him or make it look like I spilled them or something.
The guard with his rolling back eyes stumbles and begins to slip on the ball bearings. He falls over backwards, landing in a heap.
Mm-hmm. I shout, cheese it! And Scarpa.
You run. Brangles?
Are we on Tom?
Yeah, I see.
No. You're walking to Tom.
Maybe we should get the slug.
All right.
This man needs help! And I grab him to put him onto Tom, but like...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Try and choke him out.
The guard?
Yeah.
You know that the slug's going to teleport away. It can do that.
Teleport lame. Away.
Yeah, it teleported there. It can teleport away.
Yeah. Yeah. Cheese it.
Trisco, you jump over the guard. Brangles, you jump over the guard. Sickly, all three of you leap over the guard and Woo-hoo. Climb up onto Tom.
How did the speaker go?
Who has the speaker? Oh, you have the speaker. Yeah. It's a close thing, but you all managed to get on there. Okay. Except for you, Brangles, who has disadvantage on this throw.
Well, is it?
No, you still did pretty well. Never mind. Thank you.
Did the speaker see what we saw? Something getting in the ear?
Presumably, yeah.
This is what we're trying to stop.
As you all climb up onto Tom, you start trying to move, but you don't get far before it's the guard's turn. The guard levels it once again at you because it got knocked asunder, and 1-2 for Trisco, 3-4 for Brangles, 5-6 for Sickly. 1-2, Trisco.
Yeah.
The end of that spear, when the guard pulls on a string that runs along it, there's a... The end of it explodes like a small cannon. You're hit by a large-ish musket ball.
Jesus.
What do you call those things?
Hand cannons.
Yeah, I knew that. They're like an ancient...
Firearm.
Yeah.
Who had them, though?
Really? Someone. Actually?
Yeah. The moment you had them early on, I'm like, oh, cool. I hope they get used. I forget
that's real cool.
Who used them?
It's basically just like China? A party popper.
China, yeah. They're also...
But
cool. Not the kind of party you want to go to.
The Swiss Guard used to use them way back in the day when they were protecting them, when they actually defended the Pope.
That's good, because it sounds like you're just mocking their abilities now, when they actually did their job. How many popes have we lost because of the lazy Swiss Guard?
I mean, like, when they were an actual army that fought for the Pope. you take 10 points of damage, Trisco.
Sorry, I said that during a yawn.
I'm so bored of getting hurt.
Whatever.
The musket ball breaks your back.
Oh, no.
You need that.
The worst part about Adam's D&D descriptions is that they're always so graphic, but then it never feels like it lines up with the damage. Adam will be like, your fingers snap backwards in their hand, 2 damage. You're like, but...
Wow, 4 points of damage kills the average human
being.
Yeah,
that's true. That's
is that true?
Yes.
I didn't get a commoner has 4 hit points.
I know, I noticed that.
Suck.
Wow, yeah.
Okay, so that waiter, technically, I only know I'm just writing that as a note, that waiter, 4 hit points.
Then the little slug thing disappears from the guard's shoulder and he looks confused. But, like, you can see that he's still trying to work out what happened. You could, if you wanted to, now that the slug is gone, talk your way out of this. Or you could just ride away. If you start trying to talk your way out of this, you might have to explain something that you, like a crime you've actually committed. You have not committed a crime to this guard, but you have committed crimes recently, and you might need to explain something of that.
No, we just go, right?
All right.
Yeah, can we create a fog cloud and then you just, like, you know, disappear through it?
Yeah, I create a fog cloud.
You ride away. You get away. The guard is not going to catch you.
Cool.
Good.
I like to imagine all of my magic manifesting itself like sicknesses. Burning hands, burning forehead, because I'm burning up. That's the only one that could work like that. I'm sorry.
You get away.
So cool. We're heading to the goat farmer.
Goats. Every good D&D game has goats in it. This is a little tip for you up-and-coming DMs.
The goat farmer is not far from town. He keeps close to Orwa, but he's nestled like in these very picturesque, beautiful hills.
Oh, nice.
It's rolling green, you know, like out of a painting or something like that.
I for some reason imagine Orwa like a combination of like beautiful pastoral, like Mediterranean sort of area and like South America for some reason.
Mm.
Not super inaccurate.
Orwa is a mixture of a lot of different cultures. You'd see buildings styled after like the Middle East, Greece, Italy. You'd see some like maybe sub-Saharan African sort of influences, that sort of stuff. It's where a lot of different cultures meet. It's a big melting pot. And so the style kind of depends where you are.
Cool.
It looks a bit garish up close, but from a distance, it looks all right.
I really want to know what each of those real-world cultures are attributed to in D&D.
A lot of them are from Kandor, but various other places.
Cool.
The owls are Greek. We
yes, yeah. Owls are Greek. Halflings are Italian.
And that's
been established in a previous game, but reinforced in this one. That's all we've really covered so far.
Well, elves are kind of Egyptian, so...
Parts of elves.
Yeah, yeah. Parts of elves. The chest. Anyway.
No, the legs. That's how they walk like an Egyptian. I'm going to give myself a bad boy.
All right, let's hop off our...
Jackson, you're sitting up.
I don't have any weapons.
Yeah, I know. That's why that joke doesn't really work. Look, we're here. So you hop off, the goat herder is here. Or his son, perhaps. That's the speaker points him out.
Yeah.
That's his son there.
While we're cheesing it, do you mind if I just quickly ask Porks, do you know how to get rid of those slugs if they come?
No. I don't know if there is a way.
Ah, that's a shame.
I'm just concerned they'll get in him.
Well, that will be unfortunate, but we'll do whatever we have to. I put my hand on his shoulder.
What if we just, like... make a bunch of scarves, right?
Oh, they plug out ears.
They go for the ears. Yeah? Excuse me, I thought they were neck boys.
Oh, salt our shoulders.
I think I had a little too much of that honey beer.
Do they go in your ear or neck?
Ear.
Okay, we'll plug our ears, Jen.
No, can we salt ourselves?
That's a good
heavily?
One. Porks, you got any salt? You got a salty name. You got
no,
any cure-alls?
No, I don't. Not on me.
Has anybody got a mess kit?
No, all of us chose pittons over...
We're idiots.
In the rations,
apparently
is there any salt?
You picked a mess kit. Sorry?
Is there salt in the rations?
There's salted food, but no salt.
We'll put the salted food in our ears.
Is it very salty?
Are you kidding? You put salted meat in your ears.
Well, they pop on your shoulder first, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to salt up. Yeah, that's clever.
If they transport on the shoulder and surely in their slug brains, they're like, ugh! And just leave.
Maybe. Or they might just be like, meat.
Be like, I'm not an actual slug.
Who was it that knew about what was happening? Was it Trisco?
Yeah,
I knew about the cult stuff.
Someone knew what the actual thing being that happened was.
Was that
Trisco, you?
Yes.
All right. Trisco, you know that will not help.
That's right, okay.
It plugging your it ears. Anyway.
But I'm like, sickly if Jacob, you try it.
I put salted meat on my shoulders.
Trisco, plugging your ears would help, I would say. I'd give you a bonus or advantage on the roll to resist, but...
Look, there's no point putting meat, but if we can block our ears, that's something that that I feel like God might give us a bonus for. Like, if anybody has, like, a thimble, so we can still kind of hear...
Just shove the meat in.
I stick a piston in my ear.
Do you have ball bearings left?
Pittons, sorry. Do I have any ball bearings left?
Highs or lows?
Highs.
Highs? You have 5 ball bearings.
Oh.
Okay.
I don't think Sickly Jacob should get any.
Well, Jacob, you've got that meat to put in your hands, right? I'll give you one.
What we need to consider is that if one of us goes rogue, we're fine if it's Sickly Jacob.
I'm right here.
Well, and just, it doesn't matter.
No offense, it's just that you'd be easy to kill.
That's true and rude. I'll stuff some meat in my ear and a ball bearing in the eye.
I hand out ball bearings to Brangles and chuck two myself. And then I say, what?
All right. So that happens, and then you get off the rhino as the goat herder's son is looking at you.
You boy, where's your father?
The boy doesn't say or do anything.
Is he human or what?
He's tiefling, actually.
Hey!
Hey, brother!
Can we say hello, but an infernal?
So he's like, we're cool.
Is there cool tiefling slang?
No.
Hey, what's up, my teeth boy? I don't know. I'm not cool.
Nothing
teeth
much.
Teeth for the morning the to you.
We're looking for...
Those words don't work in infernal, he says.
That's a shame. Is your father around? We have a question for him.
You can ask me. He puffs his chest a little bit.
Did you sell any goats recently? He is cute, yes. Not like that.
These are milk goats. We don't sell them.
But someone taken one recently.
Has someone got your goat?
Someone did buy one recently, but
Excuse me. You said you don't sell them, but someone bought one.
He paid a very exorbitant rate.
So you do sell them?
Well, not typically, no.
And I'll double it! I'm going to slam my fist on Tom.
240 gold, he says.
Really? That's a lot.
Yes.
120 gold.
I did very good. Dad said I made a lot of money.
Well, who'd you sell it to? Could you tell us? We'll sweeten the deal for you. Here's
Martor. 5 gold.
Oh, you didn't even need...
Who's
Martor?
He said his name was Martor.
Describe this Martor.
Matted hair. He looked homeless, maybe?
But he had 240 gold. But he had 240 gold.
He had 120 gold. He said he'd double it.
No, I see. 240. I see. Is it like a slums that we might find this Martor in? I
can tell you where he lives.
Oh.
That's very helpful. It doesn't happen to be 116 Downey Avenue, does it?
No, he lived in the slums part of town.
That's dead.
There's no address to where he lives. I can take you there, though.
Yes.
Why are you so interested in helping us?
I can take you there for a price, he says.
Classic. Hey, but you know what? This is cool, man. You're one of us. Like, I wouldn't want you to just be taken for a rube here. Like, what's your price? What do you want?
I want 5 gold, he says.
Well, I paid for lunch. I paid for drinks. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine.
I'll put in 2.
Okay, fine. I'll put in 2 porks. Porks, we're missing 1 gold here, mate.
The 5th member of our party, Porks.
Porks pats his size and he says, I usually pay at the beeswax on a tab.
I'll throw in a gold. Porks, you owe me 1 gold.
All right, then.
Plus, I bought you a drink. You owe me... let's call it an even 10.
Okay.
Well, here you go, young sir.
What's your name again?
My name? He looks at each of you and says, no. No, I won't tell you.
Okay, Dan.
You're all speaking in Infernal, just letting you know.
That's needlessly suspicious.
I'm going to call you Goat Boy.
Hey, Goat Boy, what a, like, demon lord is...
For 5 gold, you can call me whatever you want, he says. He pockets the money.
Who's, like, your demon lord, man?
I don't know.
Oh, that's kind of... You haven't gone through your teef mitzvah yet?
Haven't gone through teeverty? Teef puberty?
I wasn't born in the...
Puberteef.
I wasn't born in the hells. Tieflings who weren't born in the hells don't tend to know.
Right, but is there one that you kind of barrack for, you know?
Like, you're not like, involved, but, like, well, if you are...
Yeah, like, if you're, like, a poster on the wall.
One.
Yeah.
Don't know, don't care, he shrugs. Come on.
Who's your
dad? Am I leading you there or not?
You're annoying.
Yeah, who's your dad?
Boy. Time is gold, he says.
It's not more than 5. Get on, Tom.
Sorry?
Get on, Tom. He gets a name you don't.
Nah, he says. I'm walking in front. You follow me.
Why don't you ride a goat? It'll just be darling.
It looks
darling.
Cramped up there. I don't want to get up there. You
no, ride
well.
A goat. We'll get on, Tom.
Have you had a bath?
You're
ever?
A goat farmer.
He starts leading one of the... He leaves the herd there and leads with one of the goats.
Okay, I take a note of this guy's address right under the waiter's address.
Hill. Outside of Orwell.
Hill outside.
Goat
of.
Hill.
Okay.
Alrighty. We'll follow.
As you're walking there, he chats pleasantly with the goat. The goat's name is Philip.
Oh, nice. We know the goat's name, but not Goat Boys.
I'm adding him to my suspect list. Philip.
I hope your suspect list is Philip Waiter. End of list.
Philip Waiter.
Does it seem like the goat's responding?
No. He's like 12.
In my mind, he was like 15, but 12 is even cuter.
Can I just quickly whisper, we don't have to pay him.
You've already paid him.
We can rob him so easily.
He's very little. We just push him over.
He starts leading you through the slums. You can see every now and then there's a group of guards just marching through. Highs or lows?
Lows.
The first group of guards that spot you, they don't say or do anything, but they stop and they're watching you as you pass.
I just try to act natural.
They look not suspicious. They look kind of openly hostile. They're just watching you as you pass. And then when you've passed them, you can see that they start running to the nearest guard tower.
Everyone, just act cool.
That's not good.
But if we get here first, then maybe if there's a danger, we'll act just back.
You committed a crime, misters?
No.
Those guards seemed awfully interested in you.
Shut your mouth or we'll have to commit a crime.
Do you want a sneaky way out of town?
Yes.
5 gold.
Ah, how about counteroffer? Sneaky way out of town in return for your legs.
I haven't even led you where you need to go yet.
Good point.
Fair. We'll discuss that once you bring us here.
We can find the slums by ourselves. You don't need this child.
You notice that as you're moving through, there's a following of guards behind you. It's getting bigger.
Mm.
Eventually, you come to an intersection, and the kid stops there. He turns around and he says, "Do you want a way out of town?"
Yes.
I say yes.
Now's the time to ask for it.
Who has the money? Because I've already paid him. Okay. Oh, no, I haven't. I'll give him the 5 gold.
You give him 5 gold? Yeah. He says, as he's counting it, he says, "All right, the house you're looking for is down the end of this street to the left. Knock on the door, and presumably Martor will answer it, but I wouldn't guarantee on that. If you want a way out of town, find the sewers. See you later." He runs.
Fuck you, kid.
It's okay, I got his address. And I point to my little ledger.
We can take him.
We'll go back for him.
All right, we'll go down the street and crack that door open.
You're still standing in the streets. The guards you can see are not really closing in, but are beginning to number.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Hey,
guys, the guards are beginning to number.
Number in the hundreds.
You know, play it cool. Play it cool.
Yeah, well, can we see the house of Malamar? What was his name?
Martor.
Can we see, like, the dwelling?
Yeah, you can go inside if you want.
Let's do that to get away from the guards.
Yes.
Well, is, like, the door open? Is there what sort of dwelling is it?
Just a mud brick single room building.
Right, sick. Gross.
You open the door is several planks of wood strung together and then kind of tied to the walls. You unhook one of the ends and then push it in. It, because the door hasn't been properly sized, it drags a bit on the floor. You open that. The room inside is an awful display. It's someone who does not care for their personal hygiene has been living here. There's on the opposite side, a table which many candles of black and red wax have been set. Ooh. And are lit. Above all of these candles is stuck with daggers into the wall is a map that...
Ooh. Ooh.
None of you can place. It's a weird map. Some sort of sea, perhaps? Whatever it is, it's an expanse without any seeming landmarks. But one marked with numbers and lines. In the middle of the room, there's a hole that has been dug into the floor with a ladder leading downwards. And around you is blood and sick in puddles.
Ew. Ugh. I just want to take this moment and say, I love fantasy and this is great. Continue.
As you walk into the room, you kick something on the floor. All of you look down and see many different pieces of alchemical equipment, all of them bearing the silver stone mark.
Okay.
And also bits and pieces of used up alchemical ingredients on the floor.
Okay, well, presumably we've got our man, then. I suppose if we search the area, we're not going to... There's no, like, he just left a tablet on a table, I guess.
You walk over to the table, and on the table is an open book. The book is written in a scratchy, unknown language to any of you, I'm assuming. What languages do you have?
Infernal and Draconic.
And Thieves Can't. And
Thieves
Common.
Can't? Yeah. None of you understand the language, but on a close inspection, if any of you care to look, Sickly Jacob, you're clever enough to notice that it isn't a language. It isn't a language that you understand. It isn't a language that you don't understand. It's just someone is writing things in a book.
It's just nonsense. He's not saying anything. It's just...
You flip through it page after page after page. There are diagrams. The diagrams, you're like, these are of nothing. It looks like it should be a textbook. An intricate, complicated textbook, but it's nothing. It's actually just gibberish.
I think this was just written by a crazy person.
I look up at the map and observe it closely.
I think I can guess what the map's of, but I don't know if I'm allowed to guess because
feel
I didn't
free to
know.
Guess.
Is it space?
That's what I was
Trisco
thinking. Trisco
and Sickly Jacob at the same time, you both mutter, space. It's a star it's map.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
But we can't read it.
Well, you now identify it as a star map on a closer inspection, okay. But no, you can't read it.
Yeah, I start pointing at some of this. Oh, yeah, of course, that's the Tilman's Crest constellation, and this here is the Grackman's Grove.
Well, Tilman's Crest and the Grackman's Grove.
Perhaps we better take it.
Yeah, all right, let's peel it off the wall.
All right, you take the knives out. It's not... The knives have not been stabbed in the corners. The knives have been stabbed. One is just up the top, and the two top corners are curled in. One is down the bottom and a bit to the left. Another one is just in the right.
I would like to pocket the daggers.
And you can add 3 daggers to your inventory.
Oh, yeah. Map daggers, specifically.
Yes, absolutely.
So, are we certain that this writing is gibberish, or is it potentially a language we don't understand?
Like a code.
It could be a code. But you, Sickly Jacob, you're quite confident it's just gibberish.
It's nonsense. Okay. We can throw this book out, really. But let's not. I'll pocket it.
All right. You can add a book o' gibberish. And in brackets...
It's Irish.
In brackets, can you write 86 next to it?
Hey, is Tom with us?
You might have had to leave him outside.
Well, that's a pretty big Tom. Marker of where we've gone.
Well, they kind of saw you going.
Yeah, true.
Tom, fend them off.
We'll clear.
Thank you, Tom. I have to speak with I'm going to use speak with animals because otherwise it's a waste.
Porks is still with you. That's interesting.
Okay, I would like to cast speak with animals.
All right.
Tom,
I
may die down here.
No!
Just know that I loved you, Tom.
No!
All right. Goodbye.
That was a waste of speak with animals. Shall we go down the ladder?
Porks. Porks.
Yes?
Just checking. All right, cool.
All right.
What do you make of all of this, Mr. Aplenty? Is there a Mrs. Aplenty?
Is this a plenty, I would say?
Yeah. Yes?
Wait, hold on. His name isn't Porks Aplenty. It's no. Apes Aplenty.
It's Porks to Angela.
Porks to Angela.
Porks to Angela.
Damn it.
Yeah. It's Apes Aplenty, Porks to Angela. Get your name straight.
I'm sorry. So, Mr. Michigan Lips.
Sir Slut. Sir Slut? It's not Slut.
Sluck.
Sir Slut. That's great. That's, file that away for a D&D character in the future.
What? Sir Slut. Sir Slut.
That sounds like a t-shirt you'd make.
Yeah, it does.
Sir Slut and Mrs. Dick on another adventure.
Shall we climb down the ladder? Into the depths?
Who goes first?
That's me.
I'll go first.
You slowly descend the ladder, Brangles. When you get to the bottom, or before you get to the bottom, actually, you hear a loud sound of rushing water.
It's wet down here.
Sounds like my wife, zing, and I follow suit.
When you finally get to the bottom, you come out into a small sewer.
Ooh. Water. It's smelly down here.
Water is going from one end to the other. On your side of the sewer, there's a raised lip where someone can walk, but the rest of it is just an underground sewerage tunnel.
Can I look around for footprints as I am a ranger who can track?
Oh, very good.
Casting an eye about, you see that there are footprints in the slime and the sludge that lead southwards.
I point with a bony finger at the... gross sludge will follow the footprint, yes?
Yes.
Let's go. Okay. Wait, what's happened to D'Angelo, you still up there?
Yes.
Get your ass down here.
Yeah, come on.
Get in the
we
lift.
Might need you.
What are you doing? Get down here.
Of course,
D'Angelo.
You must see that this is leading us towards our culprit.
Absolutely. You get your tablets back.
You left him up the top.
Yes.
Goodbye!
No!
Come back!
The light shining from above you goes out.
God damn it.
Damn, Porks!
Why are we so stupid?
Oh, I
wish we'd
kids.
Brought Gokus Pocus.
Gokus Pocus.
A name you
do
can
this.
Trust.
All right, let's go back to the scriptorium. Grab Gokus Pocus, come back.
Gokus Pocus and... Michigan Lips, let's bring them.
Lies girl.
We forgot about Lies girl, or Lies girl times 3. She's great. All right, we'll follow the footprints. Ah, man. Porks D'Angelo.
You're the idiots, I guess.
Is it dark down here?
Yes, it is, but you all have dark,
dark vision.
Hell yeah.
Walking along, after about a minute, who's in front?
Me.
Brangles, you see carved into the wall, not carved, sorry, drawn onto the wall, some scroll. It looks like an arcane sigil of something. It might be a trap.
Oh, no!
And you're a bit ahead of it.
Okay, I'll stop dead in my tracks.
You don't need to make a sound that you just got caught in the trap.
No, that was me making a sound like throwing your arms back, like protecting your
like a halt.
Your ducks. Yeah. Yes,
protecting our we're ducks. That's so nice.
Yes, that was a warning.
Okay, well,
it could be a trap.
Brangles points it out to both of you.
Do I understand?
Who knows about traps? I just don't think I do. I'll give it a good eye over and
Brangles,
see.
Brangles, you're probably the best person to look at it.
I'm too humble. Too humble and beautiful is Brangles.
All right. I get a bad boy card.
Oh no.
Maybe I was the right amount of humble.
It looks like nothing to you, Brangles. You walk over to it. It's white marks on a black background. Could be anything.
Oh, perhaps I spoke too soon. Anyone else want to give it an eyeball?
I'll have a look.
Well, Sickly Jacob, you're the first one to notice that dark vision is only black and white. You can tell that this sigil, some of it is very hard to read or is basically invisible to you because it's colored, but on a dark background, dark colors on a dark background, which all just shows up to you as black. You'd have to light something.
I think there's more to it than this. I light a torch. Why not?
You light one of your torches? All right. The second you do that.
Explosion. Oh my god, Jacob.
Let me just have a quick look.
As you light all the methane that is collecting here.
Oh no, we could have had some cooked pork.
Ah,
oh,
man.
There is some cooked pork going on. Trisco, you get a good boy card.
Hey, well done.
Oh, great.
You rolled a 20.
Woohoo! Lucky boy!
Which means you'll take half damage.
Yes.
What if this kills me? This kills everyone except for Trisco of Lamb Jam.
Oh, I'm counting on it. This is how I want you to die.
But yeah, dies in a sewer because of fart gas.
No, I'm killing you.
Trisco, you take 7 points of damage. Everyone else takes 14.
I cast Cure Wounds on myself.
Okie dokie.
Oh,
I'm sick. Any wound will fester within
seconds. You recover
seconds.
9 hit points, Sickly Jacob.
How many more of the arrows do you have?
I have 1 spare left, but I need it for a fog cloud if things go south.
I've got 2 healing balls left, so I toss one to my buddy Brangles and say, like, hey, heal up, Buttercup.
See?
Go clean yourself up. See? And I also hand this good boy card to the GM for the receiving the maximum amount of healing possible from any one source.
Chuck Hell it back yeah. in the pile. And are you using that on Trisco or yourself?
I'll use the card on myself, who is Trisco. Thank you.
Oh, sorry. Trisco or Brangles, I meant.
Right.
And I just drink my potions.
Brangles, you recover 7 hit points.
Ugh.
And Trisco, you recover, would max be 10.
Woohoo!
Imagine how good drinking a health potion would be.
Oh, yeah.
Do you reckon people do them as drugs when they're fine?
We've had this discussion before.
I've always wanted to play a character who's just like addicted to health potions.
What a sick addiction, though.
Just drink them all the time. Be like, well, I got to be healthy.
Yeah. It's like, this is so bad for you. It's like, I just don't think it can be.
I think a previous ruling was that health potions taste like whatever your favorite meal is.
Oh, that's so good.
God, imagine if you drink one and then the next time you drink one, it changed. And that's how you found out your favorite changed.
Sickly Jacob, health potions taste like tripe to him.
No, sorry. It's whatever you imagine it tastes like.
Right.
That's right. Because 3 different people were like, nice thing, medicine.
So if I specifically was like, I really want to taste Adam's butthole, like not somebody else's, but like, what would that reveal the truth or what I would imagine it would taste like?
The health potion tastes like whatever you imagine it tastes like.
Right, okay.
If you imagine it tastes like my butthole, then if you have secret knowledge...
Right, but the potion itself doesn't have secret knowledge.
The potion itself is not like, this is exactly...
Because that would be great at like sort of crime deduction. Because you get like, what was the taste of the criminal?
it tastes like
sweaty.
Like
I'm looking for a sweaty
guy.
Strawberries.
Well, that just further complicated.
Look for someone with strawberry lips.
This is a giant strawberry skulking out of the room.
Nikki Webster. Look for Nikki Webster. There's a joke that I'm sure maybe 5% of the audience gets.
I just love the fact that she would have had to leave trace elements of strawberry at the crime scene for it to sort of
taste.
Like, she's just using her lips as big old feet.
But she doesn't have the strawberry kisses. It's the beau to whom she is singing. She's been missing the strawberry kiss and kissing.
Look for Nikki Webster. She can lead us to the
best. Exactly.
Who were you singing about?
I don't know anymore.
Where were you on the night of the Sydney Olympics 2000.
I'll tell you where I wasn't. The charts.
Oh.
Hot tech.
Yeah. Fuck you, Nikki Webster. That's right. Come get me.
We know you listen.
Nikki Webster, that's... number one D&D's for nerds.
I remember reading where is she now? Like 8 years ago.
Oh,
like,
God.
It was in a woman's day. It was a good time of my life.
Is she okay?
I think she was. She was like married to like a boring dude.
Oh,
it wasn't good.
That's
nice.
I'm glad she left Digital Jimmy.
Digital Jimmy?
Remember the Strawberry Kisses video?
Oh my god, yes.
I remember
she was kind of like in a cyber outfit. She looked a bit like a spy
kid. A little bad CGI boy, yeah?
Oh,
yeah.
It was good at the time.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah.
You've got to consider the time.
Well, the music's so timeless.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
That's
we
true.
Forget. We forget.
God, I sang that song so much in front of people. I sung it at a school assembly.
That's so good.
Like solo or in a choir?
Definitely solo.
Right, nice. Did you have an accompaniment? Great.
Someone lent me their single copy of Strawberry Kisses and like went to put on the backing track version. Then they're like, no, it sounds weird. We'll put it with the vocals. But me realizing that it only sounds weird because the vocals are missing, which is what I would have provided.
Right.
So you sang Strawberry Kisses over Strawberry Kisses.
Yeah, it was a duet with Nikki Webster. So I thank you not to insult my friend.
Okay. Were you doing harmonies or just,
Oh, no.
So wait, Strawberry Kisses... kisses that taste like strawberry.
Yeah.
Is that the idea?
That's
surely.
It's fucking gross, man. Yeah. I don't want to taste like food.
Hang on, wait. I've been a
I just want to taste butthole.
Strawberry kisses taste so sweet. It drives me crazy. Yep, no, checks out.
Right, but is it a sweetness in a more like metaphorical sense? Like it's sweet as opposed to like it literally tastes like fucking Starburst, man.
I take it as a metaphor because like she's sweet on him.
Yeah.
But also because you just don't taste... really much when you kiss.
No, well, you're kissing the wrong people. I only kiss women with mouths full of curry.
Butter chicken or?
No, it's my Mastermind kiss is single.
You know what
you
need to do.
Okay.
Go get some curry from
the curry
pot. I mean,
when I was a child, I kissed somebody wearing an apron that said kiss the cook, and I've never really figured out how to do it otherwise.
Anyway.
Shut up a second later.
Yeah, so in the light of the methane gas and the light of the torch, you can see the sigil.
Wait,
or
it exploded.
Yeah.
And now we're like, yep, cool. Resuming the thing.
Well, I'm just telling you what you notice. Your reaction is your own reaction.
Right.
I'm just telling you what you're seeing. Then you can feel free to fill in the reaction yourself. So the sigil that you now see is it's a section of the star map from before.
Oh.
Painted on the wall.
Cool.
Now feel free to react to the explosion.
Hey, who got the... Whoa.
Oh, my goodness gracious me.
Oh, are you still alive?
I'm very hardy, as well as being very sick.
Thanks for that, by the way. That was great.
You're welcome.
It was
now
fun.
We can tea. So,
woo-hoo.
You know, small blessings.
Who's got that map? Who pocketed that?
I did.
Shall we get it out and compare it to this thinger?
Yes. Maybe you should hold the torch.
Okay, I will. Do you mind, Sigmund?
Please.
Thank you. I take the torch.
What mysteries are written on the wall? And what lurks deeper into the sewers? Find out next time on Trouble in Orwa, a D&D is for Nerds 5th Ed adventure.
thanks for listening. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, you'll find us at Sanspants Radio. Or you can find us individually. I'm at All Dogs Are Dead.
I'm at Retro Archetype.
I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
And I'm at Jackson B. Bailey.
And if you want to hear our other shows, head to sanspantsradio.com and you'll find all of our content there. There's heaps. And if you'd like to support us, head to sanspantsplus.com. See you later, dickheads.
Don't call them dickheads.
Nah.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to SansPants Plus members. The Further Adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, Not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.